Hello, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the Summer Seminar Series. In this week, we're talking about herbs all the time, and we're doing it because it's summer, right? And the herbs are weeds. They're everywhere. They're simple to grow. You can't not grow them. And so that's wonderful, but what happens after summer's over? Then what? Well, there are a lot of weeds, herbs, like mint, tarragon, parsley, basil, chives, like that, that you can actually just freeze. I mean, a lot of times you get this like bush of basil, and then at the end of the year you're like, I can't, how much can I put in my salad or my salsa? How many I can't just, so what do I do with this? What you do is you freeze it. Before freezing, obviously, you remove the dirt and the dust, you rinse it off. Then you place the herbs uncovered on a cookie sheet. Freeze them for 2 hours. Boom, like that. After they're frozen, you place them in freezer bags labeled with, obviously, the name of the herb. Make sure you seal it well. Frozen herbs cannot be used for garnishes because they turn wilty when they're thawed, right? However, you can definitely put them in food. They still carry the flavor. Now, there's another format. There's another way you can do it, and that's through the ice cube format. This is a great way to freeze herbs for stews and soups. You chop the prepared leaves and you spoon them into an ice cube tray. You cover with water and you freeze. Done. Easy. Transfer the cubes to plastic bags once they're frozen, right? And then you label, you freeze them, they're done. Drop it into soups and stews however you need it. It's good all year round. You're going to love this. Listen, if you have any questions at all, let me know. Info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.